You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Today, we're talking about all or nothing thinking, how to recognize it, understand why it doesn't help you out with your goals, and what you can do about it. So let's get started. I began working with a new client we'll call Kathy near the beginning of the year. When we were first setting up her coaching schedule, she emailed me, "This is it. I'm going to deal with this regain once and for all. I'm working with you, I joined a gym, and I'm committed to working out every day. So no matter what, I'm going to stay on track. I even signed up for a food delivery service, so there's no guesswork there. And no matter what, I'm doing it this time." We had our first session about a week or so later. She had injured her ankle on a weekend hike and opened up our conversation by telling me, "Well, that's it. I've already blown it. No exercise for the next 4 weeks. That means I'm going to put on weight because I can't exercise, and I'm really upset because I told myself no matter what, I'd be committed this time. And now I'll probably end up eating everything in sight because I'm so pissed off and put on even more weight." Kathy had an all or nothing mindset. It first showed up when she emailed me, "No matter what, this time I'm doing it. Working out every day, sticking to the meal plan no matter what." Yes, Kathy was definitely all in. And while I appreciate the commitment, I don't always believe in no matter what. That's a big part of an all or nothing belief system. Because when no matter what is challenged, as it inevitably will be, say with an injury, a change in schedule at work, an illness in the family, that can lead to the flip side of all or nothing thinking. "Well, I can't exercise now. Well, I'm going to gain weight. Well, I'm going to eat everything in sight because I'm so upset. Well, I failed again. Well, I'm just destined to be fat. Nothing ever works out for me." You know the drill. Because Kathy was so all in with her super commitment to no matter what, with eating and exercise, when the challenge came, her ankle injury, she was quickly all out. It was all or it was nothing. To be fair, this has been Kathy's natural thought process. It is for a lot of people. Does it sound familiar to you? Because it used to be mine too. She naturally went to, "Woe is me. Of course this would happen to me. Just when I say I'm going to do something about my health, this happens to me. I'm never going to take this weight off. This is the story of my life." And very quickly, Kathy goes from the heroine of her story to the victim of her story. And she gets caught up in a story from the conqueror to the powerless. Life is always out to get her. She was never meant to achieve her healthiest weight. She was never meant to achieve her goals and have real happiness. But there is no victim here. The hill she was hiking was not out to get her. There was no evil ploy to sideline her from her weight loss surgery goals. This is about recognizing this is just a situation. This is life. Things will happen. There is no underlying meaning that you're not worthy of reaching your weight loss surgery goals. It becomes an opportunity for practice, to learn how to make adjustments. This is Kathy's opportunity for a heart and mindset shift. In the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, there's an idea he presents that's essentially this. If there's a situation that's upsetting you, you're discouraged, frustrated, feeling helpless or worried, look at the situation closely and ask yourself, is there anything I can do about this? But you got to dig deep. You can't hold on to those long-held, deeply ingrained, woe is me beliefs that have you thinking it's all or nothing, or that you're powerless, or that you're the victim, or destined to live a life of struggle. Is there anything I can do about this? And if there is, get up and do it. I asked Kathy if it was true that she couldn't exercise. Is it true? Did she know for sure that she was going to put on weight because she couldn't exercise? And is it true that she knew for sure she'd gain even more weight because she'd be overeating from being so upset? And of course, Kathy told me yes, because she has her story. She has evidence to back up her story about how every time she tries to do the right thing, I'm doing quotes with my fingers right now, and get back on track with all the weight loss surgery do's and don'ts, that something happens to derail her. Kathy and I had just started to work together, so she was unfamiliar with the is it true question that my clients who've worked with me for at least a few months already know what's coming when I ask, is it true? What I usually hear back pretty quickly from them is, no, it's not true. What we're looking for here is some wiggle room, a little challenge around those long-held beliefs and thoughts that are making you feel bad, upset, discouraged, frustrated, feeling helpless, or worried. This question, is it true, is part of a method taught by Byron Katie called The Work, which we will talk much more about in future episodes. But for right now, let's get back to Kathy. Is it true that you can't do any kind of exercise? I asked Kathy what kind of restrictions specifically her doctor gave her. She said she couldn't put much weight on her ankles, so in Kathy's mind, that meant no exercise. But I asked her to check in with him again to see if there's anything she could do. She asked him and found out she could. She was able to do some Pilates and yoga and lift 5-pound dumbbells while seated. Turns out it wasn't all or nothing. When she found that out, it blew her away. Not so much the fact that there were other exercise options, but she was already starting to understand how her belief that she couldn't do any exercise and what she thought would result from that, what that belief was doing to her. And it started to dissolve her other beliefs about the situation. Next one. Is it true that you'll gain weight because you can't exercise the way you plan to? Kathy thought about it and said, well, let me see where my eating plan may need some adjustments. And the next one, is it true that you'll begin to emotionally eat because you're so upset about this situation? By this point, Kathy was on to me. She knew where we were heading, and thankfully she wanted to take the ride. No, it's not true that I'll automatically eat because of this, and now especially because it's not as bad as I thought it was. All right, now it's your turn, my friend. The first step is to ask yourself, is it true? Is it absolutely true, without a doubt, that this thought that I'm having, this belief, this thing that's upsetting you, worrying you, frustrating you, is it absolutely true? And when you find that little bit of wiggle room that it may not be absolutely, completely true, then recognizing that there may be something you can do about it. Maybe you're not as helpless in this situation. Maybe you're not a victim. Maybe you're not powerless. Maybe it's not all or nothing. The second part of Gay Hendricks' idea is this. If you've considered every angle of the situation and there really is nothing you can do about it, not even the smallest something, the tiniest turtle step, then let it go. And go spend your time and energy on something you can do in another area of your life. Where can you take active steps to create your healthiest, happiest life with weight loss surgery? My friend, where in your life are you claiming all or nothing? Where have you left the position of hero for victim? Where are you telling yourself a story, holding on to long-held beliefs that things just aren't meant to work out for you, that you're never going to get there, that all the cards are stacked up against you? How's that kind of thinking working out for you? What about asking yourself, is it true? Is it absolutely true? Is there any chance that this may not be true? And when you find that wiggle room, get up, my friend, and do something about it. Like our friend Kathy, who's been back on her feet for a few weeks now and is keeping up with her Pilates and yoga in addition to slowly heading back to her favorite trails for weekend hiking? And who is practicing the fine art of asking herself, is it true? While she keeps an eye on all or nothing thinking. And if you're not already a member, I invite you to join the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Facebook group, where we not only focus on the fundamental bariatric surgery guidelines for lifelong health, but also the essential components for making heart and mindset shifts so we can live wholehearted lives, our happiest and healthiest lives with weight loss surgery. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and I will talk to you soon.